my uncle. We do secret things.
What do you mean?
Stay away from people in cars or vans.
Hey, kid, let's go to the arcade and play some video games. What do you say?
Get into my car! Yes, you! Get into my car!
Ignore him and walk away.
You know, you look like you could use a friend.
Say no to what you think is wrong.
You know, I feel funny about all the sneaking around.
Well, it's not sneaking around. We're just simply trying to keep me out of trouble for giving you guys all these little treats after school.
Come on, Arnold.
I don't know.
Oh, that's all right, Dudley. That just means that there's more Boston cream pie for you and me.
I'd so love to get beaten up by you and be your toilet.
This guy was talking about how he would get his rocks off by penetrating an infant.
A lot of those kids didn't seem like they were getting enough attention, so I kind of felt sorry for them. And did you ever buy them a meal? I got pudding.
Out of my dreams.
And I'll be your little honey.
Yeah, baby, I'm a little honey bear.
And you could do whatever you want. Because I'm so hot.
Look, I was just legally enjoying children at these events.
Mr. Mac touched my penis.
Yeah. That feels good, doesn't it?
Always. There's always a roll of duct tape someplace in the house.
Everything has to be consensual.
How can a three-year-old be consensual?
As long as the child can verbalize.
Get off your ass!
I gotta admit, I just want to punch you right in the face.
I think I'm gonna buy a lot of candy and a lot of toys. I'm gonna have a party over my house. All the neighborhood kids are invited. No adults allowed.
Hi, you sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Come on, hop in the car. I'll take your pictures.
I've got a special job for you today. Oh, and steady. That's the way, Jake. Let's take your shirt off. Yeah, we'll get you cleaned up. Come on, take them off. I'll help you clean up.
I'm stroking my right now and looking at your pitch.
I guess that's why I call myself a pedophile, because I want to be around other people's kids.
How big is it? Well, you saw. Go get a can of Coke.
After the cartoon's over, we'll play Neptune, King of the Sea.
How do you play that?
Oh, well, you know, it takes a lot of water, but bathtub, rubber shower. Oh, it's a great game. You're going to love it.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
Freaks, it's Sunday, April 11th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, Gail versus that snaggletooth Filipina prostitute. Plus, the ASMR sounds of No Neck Ed sucking on ribs and stabbing your brother in the head with a sword because he's obviously a lizard person. All this coming up today.
Calm my ass down.
I'm not going to fight for my country. I just want to smoke my weed, man.
I just want to say, how dare you?
I love mushrooms.
Release the homo demons.
That's right.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, hey, freaks. Tim back here with you on Sunday doing a weekend show as we make up for the Friday podcast I missed, which is becoming the new norm. Most of you freaks don't really seem to mind. I think that's because most of the time I post the show late at night anyway. So instead of the podcast being posted at 11:30 at night on Friday, posted on Sunday, you got something to listen to Monday morning. Listen, I do have a great show for you today. There is some drama in the Church of Gail. Someone's been stirring up some trouble and Gail is pissed off. For those of you that don't know, the Church of Gail is now on Patreon. Gail's making about $200 a month from her 27 patrons. I'm guessing it's the people who are messing around with Gail that are throwing her a few bucks. The dudes pretending to be Brent Spiner and Zach Knight, people like that, which is good. You know, if you're going to be fucking around with Gail, least you could do is throw her some money. She needs it, right? Well, now there's apparently a Gail hater out there, a new villain for Gail. Take a listen.
As if it isn't bad enough that I've got jealous Lori McBride, my jealous sister Sandra Metcalf,
And I did deal with a jealous Melania Trump. Now I've got this jealous Filipino hooker. Yeah, my men did some investigating, and the culprit is a Filipino hooker. She is a 20-year-old Filipino hooker with bad teeth.
Have you ever seen a Filipino with good teeth? Kind of goes without saying. Throughout this entire video, Gail has a picture of, I guess this is the Filipino hooker. Her face is displayed on the screen, close up on her snaggle teeth.
She's poor and ugly and can't afford to fix her teeth. So she's taken out all her jealousy on me. She wishes she was beautiful and Japanese. So she's been contacting patrons. Well, see, I'm half Japanese, so she thinks she considers me, I guess, what she wishes she was. So she's been contacting patrons and my patrons and supporters and telling them that my money goes to trolls, so they shouldn't join my Patreon or support me. That's insane. My men do all the work for me for free at my Patreon and everywhere else. They don't get paid a cent.
They get paid in lols. I don't know if this Filipino hooker is real or if it's another made-up individual created to antagonize Gail by, you know, whoever's playing fake Brent Spiner or whatever. I like to think she is real, though. Like, this is just a good person. She's trying to warn Gail, like, Gail, these guys who are saying they're your boyfriend or your men, they're fucking with you. You gotta stop. They're using you. And instead, Gail finds this girl's profile picture from YouTube or whatever and proceeds to mock and ridicule her about her teeth.
She is a big baloney factory. Ooh. My Patreon.
Whoa, Gail. Language.
My money is to help supplement my fixed income, and it keeps my bills paid. But a lot of people recognize those teeth, though. Her nickname among those who patronize her is Snaggletooth.
See, I told you.
But in my opinion, what makes her ugly is not her teeth, but her spiteful, jealous personality. This hooker desperately wants people to think she's beautiful on the inside.
How do you know she's a hooker?
My men looked into this hooker's background and contacted people who knew her. Snaggletooth is her hooker name. Her specialty as a hooker is giving blowjobs, but her teeth always get caught on a man's foreskin and make him bleed.
Then it's not really a specialty, then.
When they demand a refund because she made their dicks bleed, she refuses and says, "Some men pay extra for that." One of her teeth actually got stuck in a man's penis hole where a man pees and ejaculates, and they had to rush him to the emergency room to remove it.
Again, you know how Gail's getting all this information, right? From her men. They do some deep investigative work.
She refused to even pay the ER bills and refused to refund the man. They pulled her head off of his penis in the ER, and he ejaculated blood afterward. For more information about her and to see her photos, in case you might meet up with her, click on the link underneath this video, which will take you to my awesome website, which I am building right now.
Well, plug for her site. It's GabrielleJana.blog. And I clicked on the link here. Oh, yeah, and there are pictures of this girl. If you want to see her snaggle teeth, I've made them today's featured image over there. It says here, Patricia Snaggletooth is her hooker name, and she's jealous of me, claiming my men are trolls who get my Patreon money instead of me. My men did some investigating. The culprit is a lady named Patricia Fujiwara. No relation to the Fujiwara family. She just claims the name because she wants to be Japanese like me. 20-year-old Filipino hooker with bad teeth. She's ugly and poor. She goes over a lot of the same material that's in her video. I will provide a link on the show notes today to this blog if you want to read more from Gail Cord Schuler. Recently had some freaks asking about her. Like, Sam, you haven't played any audio of Gabrielle Chana recently. Is she okay? Well, you heard. I don't want to say that she's okay because this woman is not. But let's just say she's in the same condition as the last time I featured her. So, you know, status quo type situation. All right, let's move on. You all remember Big Ed, right, from 90 Day Fiancé? You might not know him as Big Ed. no neck Ed might ring a bell. It should come as a surprise to absolutely no one that Rose and Ed are no longer together. Rose, of course, was the chick from the Philippines that Ed was trying to marry. Every time the camera was on him, though, he somehow insulted Rose. Like, first he's like, your legs are too hairy, so I bought you some razors. Then her breath was too stinky, so he bought her mouthwash. Then he wanted her to take an STD test because he couldn't trust that she's, you know, clean. It just, it went on and on. So eventually Rose had enough. Now, you may wonder what Ed's been up to. Like all losers, he's YouTubing.
You guys, Big Ed here, obviously. Welcome to the One Wet Nap Ribs Challenge.
He's mukbanging. Ironic, because mukbanging may have originated from the Philippines. He has got a giant plate, actually three giant plates of ribs, and I guess he's going to try to eat them all and only use one wet nap. As a bonus, there's a lot going on in this video. Not only is it a mukbang, there's a challenge aspect, right, with the wet nap thing. Then it's also an ASMR video, because what we all want to hear is big no-neck Ed chewing meat.
This is it. Oh. Oh my God. It tastes so good. Oh, this is really good.
The first comment in the video is, in the next episode, Ed meets Nikocado Avocado. Oh my God, what a pairing. What a crossover.
This is kind of like a tangy, like a tangy, like zesty, like flavor. Damn it.
Just dropped the ribs on his stomach.
It's like a tangy zesty or something. The meat is really good. I think I like the sauce the best.
I don't know if he's purposely trying to be as messy as possible, but by the end of the video, he's got sauce all over his face, his cheek, forehead, his shirt. Check out the chapter artwork. I've got a nice screenshot, for a nice close-up of Ed for you. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got some audio here from a pro-life rally. This took place just a few weeks ago in New York City, and it featured all sorts of entertainment, including rap. Here is one of the singers talking about her craft.
So I'm pro-life, and we come here today to celebrate life and the gift of life. And I'm going to be performing a song that I wrote today that was inspired by women I know who made the difficult choice. It might have been difficult for them, but they chose life. And so this song was inspired by them, and I'm going to be singing about it.
Oh, I hope it's a cover of Lil Marky.
Why did you kill me, mommy?
Sure enough, a few minutes later, she gets up on stage and she starts performing her rap.
Only we are double X, uniquely feminine. I can grow life within.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I guess this isn't a rap song. I got confused because she was warming up the crowd with a rap.
I love babies. Yes, I do. I love babies. How about you?
I love babies. Yes, oh. I do. I love babies. How about you?
Not a large turnout, by the way. I would say a couple dozen people. And it might thin out even further once she starts singing. As a matter of fact, let's get back to her song. When we last left off, she was singing about double X's and being uniquely feminine.
We are double X, uniquely feminine. I can grow life within.
Yikes.
Mama, can you hear my heartbeat inside? I just want to see the sunlight.
It is a more modern, even more terrible version of Lil Marky's song, Diary of an Unborn Baby. Because, like, you know, it's sung from the perspective of the fetus.
She's a superhero, but she doesn't wear a cape. Teenage mother of a baby born from rape. Now her.
I don't know if this is a continuation of that song we were just listening to, but now it's a rap.
Baby's grown and you say she shouldn't be, but she's a human life with human dignity. Her daddy's still in jail because he bought that lie. Sex is for fun and no one's gonna die. He made a bad choice when he was drunk and high.
It's ironic that this woman is so against abortion because the song she's singing is kind of one of them.
He feels the guilt for the motherhood he stole. He caused the death of his baby, and he knows. First, they were mad for the baby they conceived, and now they're mad for the lies they believed. Listen up now before you become them. Every single baby is a beautiful gem.
I gotta say, that whole pro-life event didn't really seem well organized. They also didn't really bring a lot of great talent. Here's an old man on the stage.
They wanted to demolish this little tiny miniature world on the, what do you call those flowers that it was found in?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What was that flower that he would...
this flower,
I forget what it was.
You know, I look at a Nancy Pelosi, and I know that she was probably not properly loved by her father, by her boyfriends, by her husband.
This man is wearing a dress.
She was not properly loved. She does not have a heart that was formed in...
They're always going after Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have anything to do with this abortion stuff, right? Really. I will provide a link on the show notes today if you want to watch this whole video. Real quick, I do have one more short video I wanted to share with you. Apparently, some woman cut off a guy driving, and when she stopped, that man was there to confront her.
Fucking door.
That's assault. That's assault.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Touching.
He knocked on her door to get her attention, like knocked on the window, like, hey, bitch. You cut me off, cunt.
Close your fucking door.
That's assault. That's assault.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Touching my door is assault.
Hey.
Touching
cut me off
door.
Again like that, you ignorant little cow.
Touching my door is assault.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a fucking picture of your
touching
license
touching my door is assault.
And as a matter of fact, I've got you on my dash cam.
Touching my door is assault.
That's all she says. Touching my door is assault. Touching my door is assault.
Touching my door is assault.
You fucking entitled little cow.
Touching my door is assault.
Touching my door is assault.
Okay. Touching my door.
You really think you're fucking important, don't you?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you're brown ass?
Yeah.
Is that why? Yeah.
Touching my door is assault.
I was on this guy's side until he was like, why? Because you're brown?
You're brown ass?
Yeah.
Is that why? Yeah.
Touching my door is assault.
You ever cut me off again like that, you're going to have a serious fucking problem.
Touching my door is assault.
He just referred to your brown ass. You've got more ammunition now. He's racist.
Touching my door is assault.
Okay. Touching my door.
You really think you're fucking important, don't you?
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you're brown ass?
Yeah.
Is that why? Yeah.
Touching my door is assault.
You ever cut me off again like that, you're going to have a serious fucking problem.
Touching my door is assault.
Touching my door is assault.
Okay.
Are you a fucking retard or what? Are you a fucking retard?
I gotta say, this guy fights like I do. He's saying the exact same things I would say. What are you, a fucking retard?
Okay.
Why would you do that?
Touching my door is assault.
Hey, you already said that, you fucking retard.
All right, well, they both have some valid points here, I must say. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? That is our member side, where you gain full access to the entire archive of programs, 4,000 plus episodes of DV. More importantly, every week we do new exclusive programs just for Sideshow Freaks. Last week we did two Sideshow exclusive podcasts and an extended show. Coming week, we'll be doing even more exclusive shows. So it's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Remember, all major credit cards and PayPal accepted. There are other ways to support DV. We also have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Just posted something over there this weekend. It was just a little blurb about what I'm sending out to those who pledge $20. I know not everyone is pledging that much, but occasionally I like to send out some physical stuff to the higher tiered patrons. And this time it's going to be the 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle thing. I don't know what they're called, like bottle. They're bottles, vacuum insulated. It's black. It's got a multicolor DV logo on it. If I get good feedback on it, it'll probably appear in the DV store this Christmas season. So be on the lookout for that. All right. Three very quick stories now. First up, a Seattle man who prosecutors say may be mentally ill. I say it like that because there's no question in my mind that this man is mentally ill. It's one of the reasons why I'm reading this particular story on the podcast. Yes, a Seattle man who prosecutors say may be mentally ill was charged Tuesday with second-degree murder, accused of killing his brother with a four-foot-long sword. Bucky Wolf, already there's a lot of evidence suggesting he's mentally ill. Killed his brother with a four-foot sword. His name is Bucky. It's a very kind of retarded name, let's be honest. Bucky Wolf, 26, was ordered held in lieu. If you're a grown man and your name ends in Y, or that's what people are calling you, you might be retarded. I say that knowing that most of you call me Timmy or Timmy Pooh. I mean, you've heard this podcast. I'm borderline retarded. Corky was retarded. Willie, that's a retarded name. Denny, Bucky Wolf, 26, was ordered held in lieu of $1 million bail during his first court appearance on Monday. But prosecutors have since requested that Wolf be held without bail, given the extreme danger he possesses to the community. Retard strength. Jail in court record show. It was not clear Tuesday when a judge would rule on the state's request. Quote, the defendant's actions, jamming the end of a four-foot-long sharpened metal blade sword-like instrument completely through the victim's head and killing him, demonstrates the danger he possesses. Senior Deputy Prosecutor Scott O'Toole wrote in charging papers. Moreover, the defendant appears to be severely mentally ill. Killed was James Wolf, says charging papers, which do not include his age. As of Tuesday, the King County Medical Examiner's Office had not publicly identified James Wolf or issued a ruling on the cause and manner of his death. Because, you know, they probably thought, well, it goes without saying, he had a sword shoved through his head. Not many people, you know, walk that off. Bucky Wolf called 911 at 6:40 p.m. Oh, I want a freedom of information, this shit. I want to get that 911 call. Bucky Wolf called 911 on Sunday and told the dispatcher that he killed his brother because, get ready for another clue that he might be mentally ill, he thought his brother was a lizard. Poor old Bucky then continued to ramble on, saying, kill me! Kill me! I can't live in this reality! God told me he was a lizard, according to charging papers. Wolf was able to provide his home address. Good, Bucky. Located in the 4100 block of Finney Avenue, Bucky knows where he lives. Seattle police found James Wolf dead. The charges say Bucky Wolf lived in a mother-in-law apartment on the property, while his brother and father lived in the main house. Bucky Wolf was arrested in Fremont a short time after calling 911, less than a mile north of the family home. During an interview with police, Wolf, who claimed to have been diagnosed with schizophrenia, told homicide detectives that their eyes and mouths were changing and asked if they could see lizards in the room. Police obtained video footage from a camera set up outside the mother-in-law apartment, which showed the brothers walking peacefully together, obviously before James started blinking like a lizard and his scales started popping out of his skin. There's no further activity recorded on the camera until Bucky Wolf is seen running out of the apartment, which is pretty incriminating, too. Police find a dead body in the house. A few minutes prior to that, there's this guy running out. Two things might be related. The prosecutor also cited social media postings that showed evidence of Wolf's mental instability. A lot of reptilian talk on his Facebook page. All right, so that's what's happening in Seattle. Great state of, I want to say Idaho. That doesn't sound right. Seattle, W, Wyoming or something. I don't know. Second story we have for you today. I told you I was stupid. Man who was stopped for driving on the wrong side of the road in Catalonia
I guess that's in or around Spain, right? Yeah, I know where Catalonia is. It's still not clear where Seattle is, though. All right, a man who was stopped for driving on the wrong side of the road in Catalonia was found to have a dead body in the front passenger seat. Is this all because of some carpool lane scheme? Try using a mannequin before you go digging up a dead body. Corpses smell. Police made the grim discovery after the 66-year-old suddenly turned around at the checkpoint between Spain and France. It's like, if you're going to be doing some illegal shit, i.e. driving with a corpse, make sure there's no other reason for the cops to pull you over. No broken headlights. Make sure your car's registered. You have insurance. All that crap. Make sure you're going the speed limit. All right. Investigators believe the deceased, an 88-year-old man, had been dead for 3 weeks. How many of those pine tree air fresheners do you think were hanging from his rearview mirror to mask that smell? Yet another red flag that the cops probably picked up on. They probably thought it was drugs, though. Those two old guys are smoking pot. They're trying to mask the stink. In reality, the truth was much more grim. All right, they said the driver may have been taking him home to Switzerland. Oh, taking the corpse home to Switzerland? Why wait 3 weeks? I mean, I guess there was no rush at this point. Body, believed to be the driver's partner, had started to decompose. Ew. It was covered with a blanket and was wearing a seatbelt. Safety first. An autopsy will be carried out on Friday to determine how he died, although investigators say there's no evidence of criminality, except the part where he was housing a dead body for 3 weeks. Then when, like, body parts started falling off, he was like, all right, I guess I better take this thing to the cemetery up in Switzerland. The driver was initially heading towards France on Thursday and arrived at the La Jonquière border checkpoint. Upon seeing police, he turned around and drove about 19 miles back into Spain, but this time on the wrong side of the motorway. That was, excuse the pun, a dead giveaway. Police knew something was up there. France and Spain both drive on the right-hand side of the road. Police signaled the man to pull over, but he ignored them. He eventually left the motorway and took a local road and then got into a crash. Thank God that corpse was wearing his seatbelt. That could have possibly saved his life if he were alive. Not really applicable to this case. You know what that seatbelt did, though? It kept the body from jolting forward and possibly the head being separated from the neck. Body was already decomposed and the head could have just went right through the windshield. Seatbelts are very important. Whether you're alive or dead, buckle up. All right, toll and parking lots found in the car suggest the driver may have chauffeured his deceased partner to various locations before being discovered, including visits to Madrid and some other places that I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing. Villafranca? Or something. And even Italy, despite travel restrictions because of the pandemic. The driver, who is a dual Swiss/Spanish citizen and lives in Spain, is still being questioned by police. He is currently only charged with traffic offenses. Apparently, he told police that the dead man was his partner, whom he loved very much, but he gave conflicting reasons as to why he was driving on the wrong side of the road. Can't be honest about that, then he might not be honest about the dead person in the passenger side of his car. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Colorado. Juan Panzo Tamoxtol, boy, I probably fucked that name up, 44, died after a manure vacuum truck he was operating sunk into a manure pit. He died how he lived, surrounded by shit. I mean, can you imagine? This guy's job is to drive a manure vacuum truck. Even if the shit is contained, you know there's smells involved. Day in and day out, you come home reeking of shit. This guy was 44, and you know he was counting down the years until he could retire. 21 more years, or 15 more years, whatever it was. He was looking forward to the day that he wouldn't have to deal with shit ever again. Instead, there will be no retiring, and he drowned in poop. That he died. This all went down at the Shelton Dairy Farm on March 31st. Project to Protect Food System Workers, an advocacy group for Colorado agriculture workers, released details of his death this week. According to the group's press release, the man was operating the manure vacuum truck when it appeared to have lurched forward and fell into the manure pit, submerging the cab of the truck in the liquid manure. And even though it is technically liquid, kind of, it's not easy to swim out of. The release goes on to say the father of three was trapped inside the truck for 30 minutes. And, you know, it's full of manure. He was swallowing manure, breathing manure. He had no shot of rescue. All right, so he was trapped inside of the truck for 30 minutes before workers were able to get the truck free from the pit using a forklift. He was later declared dead at the hospital on March 31st. Shelton Dairy shared this statement. We cannot adequately express the deep sadness we feel over the accident that involved one of our employees last week. Our sympathy is with their family as we all mourn their loss. Our team is working with OSHA, blah, 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 in cooperation with their efforts. We work day in and day out alongside our employees, and we can share that this has been traumatic for us all. It's been rather shitty, right? The whole team feels it. We are heartbroken for the family and extend our deepest support and care at this time. According to the press release, the man started at the facility 6 weeks before his death. Oh, my God. He was still basically a new employee. Again, excuse the pun, but he knew it was a crappy job. This is probably all he could get. And you know what? He was just trying to provide for his family, doing what he had to do. Do. How many shit puns can I fit into this news story? According to the press release, he started at the facility 6 weeks prior to his death. His family is in Mexico. I wonder if he was one of those undocumented workers. Probably. Yeah, this is an example of a job that no one else wanted. But we gave it to a Mexican. Juan loves sports, particularly football, soccer, and basketball. Juan is remembered for his positive spirit and sense of humor. One has to think there weren't a lot of positive thoughts running through his head as he was swallowing liquid shit. And that shit was rising up over his head. Although he may have been thinking, you know what? A few more minutes, I'll never have to do this job ever again. Glub, glub, glub. A spokesman for the Weld County Sheriff's Office confirmed details of the incident and said OSHA was investigating. News of the man's death is being shared as a proposed bill designed to give agriculture workers more rights is making its way through the state capitol. Maybe his death won't be in vain. Let's all flush one out for Juan tonight. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Sunday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh. There's some more there. All right. Love to hear from you, freaks. Many ways to contact the show. show@distortedview.com. That's my email address. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. Don't forget, all of the freaks are congregating in our Discord. You will find a link on the main navigation bar to that. Use it as your invite in. All right. Let's check in with some freaks. I believe I have some patrons calling in.
Hey, Tim. Old lady, cat lady here. Oh, my Hello? God. You're wearing a wig? Wow. I can't do that voice anymore. Anyway, hi, cat lady.
Hello.
I was thinking something cool you could do was instead of having Vlad turn in like 10 voicemails at once, is extend the Scrod Media name and have him just record the entire voicemails he does where he calls into the masturbation hotline. And then on...
Yes. I don't think Vlad had the right equipment to do that, but I think he is getting... He may have already purchased it. I don't know. But he is going to get a better setup. At least that's what he told me the last time I talked to him.
He can play them for Sideshow Freaks Only or our Patreon reward, you know.
Yeah, I was going to try to stitch all of those voicemail calls together and post them on the Sideshow. But yes, in the future, that would be great.
Something to, you know, incentives to make money. Since that's kind of all it's kind of my job, I feel like, is making you money or attempting to.
I appreciate it.
So, yeah.
The Lady Cat Lady is my agent.
I think that was all. It was very nice to hear from your mom again. And I'm really glad she got her shot. And I hope that she didn't get too sick from it. Because I got, you know, fever and chills for like 2 days, along with the painful arm and everything.
Was that just the first shot, or did you get the second one as well? I heard the second shot is going to be a lot worse. Especially for you, Level Lady Cat Lady.
It sucked, but, you know.
My tongue fell off. Hopefully you'll be okay. I go back for my second shot this week. Oh, this week is so busy. I'm getting my dog's teeth ripped out, like the new dog. Remember I was telling you guys that we adopted a new dog and she has rotten teeth, and the lady who is adopting or who was fostering the dog isn't helping us at all with that. So that's great. So that's happening this week, and then I have to do my shot thing, and then our other dog is going for like her cardiology appointment because she's old.
Yo, what's up, Timmy Boo? It's your boy Lofus Cramwell, and I just listened to your volumetric vagina episode, and boy was that a wild ride. First of all,
what a great episode title. I mean, that was a Sideshow exclusive Thursday show.
I wanted to say that.
Volumetric. That made me lose my shit. Volumetric vagina.
I love you, as I always say. Second, I can't believe that you, my friend, are a fucking nerd. Okay? You are the nerdiest fucking nobody in the fucking planet.
Well, the compliments just keep on rolling in.
And you'd be lucky if somebody ever called you a nigger, okay? All right, I love you.
I get it. Yes, he's referring to another clip we played on the show. This white guy was saying that the word nerd is worse than the real N-word because the word nerd hurts people. It makes people feel bad about themselves.
Thoughts. And don't be a nerd, okay?
Yeah.
And also,
don't be any N-word. Yes, I'm sorry. Finish up.
Penis.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you very much. We'll end on the penis note.
Hello, Timmy Boo. It's Great Big Pete.
You want to clear your throat and try that again?
AKA Wolf Nipple Chips. That's right. Wolf Nipple Chips. I was like sitting out in front of my house today, and there's a park across the street, and I overheard the following conversation at the park between two unmasked adult men who are talking about coronavirus transmission.
Okay, so some experts talking. Okay.
Guy 2 says, whatever happened to the idea of infected people wearing a mask were meant to spread a COVID? Guy 1 said, well, someone explained to me that wearing a mask to prevent spreading the coronavirus is like peeing in your pants. Guy 2, how so? Guy 1, well, think of it this way. If you pee your pants in public, the mess is on you. If you're not wearing your pants and you pee yourself in public, you'll not only get the mess on you, but others as well.
Yes, I've heard people say that too.
Anyways, that was their justification for wearing masks to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Except the funny thing is that neither of them were wearing masks and neither were their kids. And there was a whole bunch of people at the park and we're in a lockdown state here.
Oh.
So anyways, that was kind of funny. How to share that with you. My voicemail has been very long. I'm going to let you go. I love you. Hugs and kisses. And kisses to Lord Douche's butthole, too.
I'll make sure to give Lord Douche's butthole a kiss from you tonight. Wow. All right. What a voicemail segment. Let's end it. Let's pretend this never happened. That is all the time we have on this edition of the program. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Are you a fucking retard or what?
Or Red the Distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow to start a new week of programs. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Oh. Hi, this is Cameron, and I am your slut girl. See, when I was about 16, my stepfather, he started having sex with me. It was the hottest thing I ever had in my life. See, he didn't know my brother would always play with me, and so I was so hot for a big cock. Being daddy's hot little cum-dump teenage whore made me quite a horny gal. Why don't you call me? I'd love to talk about some nasty forbidden pleasures. Give me a call.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.